Syria, South Sudan, and Mali are the humanitarian hotspots this year for the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Adrian Edwards is UNHCR spokesperson in Geneva.
2012 is presenting three concurrent emergencies, of which Syria is one. It's tending to eclipse the others, and this is a worry for us.
The challenges brought on by the crisis in Syria were the focus of a Security Council meeting on Thursday, attended by foreign ministers, ambassadors, and senior UN officials. UN Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson briefed reporters after the session.
The meeting was a good reminder of this humanitarian crisis, but as we all noticed, we basically realize it's a political crisis and we need to deal with the root causes.
While a $180 million appeal for Syria has only been half funded, neighboring countries continue to accommodate the thousands of Syrians streaming across their borders. UNHCR has just opened two additional refugee camps in Turkey to house up to 23,000 arrivals. The agency has plans to open three more camps there in September. And more than 1 million Syrians are IDPs, that is, internally displaced within their own country. Half of them are under 18 years old. Patrick McCormick is with the UN Children's Agency, UNICEF.
UNICEF is concerned, deeply concerned, that in Syria and the surrounding region, we may be or are looking at one of the biggest humanitarian emergencies in the last decades, when you consider so many of the factors involved in this crisis.
More than 1,500 foreigners in Syria have also returned to their homelands with support from the International Organization for Migration, IOM. IOM has received nearly $1 million from a UN Emergency Response Fund to support these efforts. Jumbe Omari Jumbe is IOM spokesperson in Geneva.
Also, the money will go towards funding the non-food relief items to an estimated 14,000 internally displaced Syrians and a small number of non-Syrians who are now sheltering in collective centers in Damascus, schools, sports centers, and so on.
Meanwhile, Syria's parliament is being urged to fulfill its legal responsibility to protect all citizens. The Interparliamentary Union says the national parliament must take the lead in ending the conflict, as all political efforts to do so have been unsuccessful. Deanne Penn, United Nations.